Halloween is tomorrow, and that means all kinds of ghosts, goblins, and princesses will roam around the University of Oklahoma looking for candy. But trick-or-treaters may want to steer clear of Ellison Hall on the west side of campus, where KGOU's Kate Carlton Greer says ghostly phenomena have become a year-round occurrence.
All right, OU Ghost Tour, come over this way.
Jeff Provine spends his days teaching at the University of Oklahoma, but for nearly 5 years now, he's also given ghost tours on OU's campus. It all started when he traveled abroad.
I went with some of my friends on their hometown ghost tours, which it's England, 1,000 years old, and everybody's got lots of dead people. So, I knew one ghost story about Norman, which was the Ellison Hall little boy roller skating, and we'll get back to him. But when I got back and started doing a little research on it, there's tons of stories.
Provine guides amateur ghost hunters through the campus and points out where organ-playing ghouls, old cooks, and downright scary spirits hang out. But Provine's tour isn't all about the supernatural. It also includes quite a bit of history.
This building back here was our first infirmary here on campus. It was built in 1928 and was originally named Hygieia Hall, after the Greek goddess of health. It doesn't roll off the tongue very well, so when he retired in 1932, we renamed it after our first dean of student health, Dr. Gayfrey Ellison.
Angela Starts works on the third floor of Ellison. She's been there for 10 years, and she's researched exactly what purpose the building served before it was converted to an office space.
It was a functioning hospital. There was actually an operating suite here, an isolation ward. There were like two wards, one on the third floor, one on the first floor. There was a clinic. So it was fully functioning.
She went to school at OU and always heard rumors of ghosts haunting Ellison. But recently, she's helped out paranormal investigators from the Oklahoma Paranormal Association firsthand.
They've been able to identify that there's a little boy that hangs out at the north end of the hall, and he's accompanied by a charge nurse. So she was somebody that we were not familiar with prior to this, but I mean, everybody's heard the story about the little boy.
We named him Robert, but he goes by Bobby. We've seen his shadow multiple times.
That's Tanya McCoy, co-founder of the Oklahoma Paranormal Association. She says Bobby is one of the most well-known ghosts at OU. She and OPA's Dee Parks constantly hear stories.
People have reported, you know, hearing roller skates, marbles being played and stuff like that, and that's mainly him.
His story happens in early 1930s.
Again, Jeff Provine.
He was out here on Elm, roller skating, and some versions say an asthma attack, other versions that he got hit by a car. Either way, he was not doing well. It's the nearest hospital, so they took him in and up to the third floor. They worked on him.
But he didn't make it. Angela Starts says she's never seen any ghostly activity while working in Ellison, but she has heard things before.
One night, I was working late, and I'm on the south end of the hallway, but there was some kind of noise at the north end of the hallway. And when I looked out, there was no one there.
Starts says it might be her motherly intuition, but she thinks the boy is just looking for his parents. Jeff Provine says dozens of ghosts roam older buildings on campus, but Bobby's always been a favorite. He says there's really no reason to be afraid.
Most of our ghosts are really, you know, kind of nice and eager, and like the little boy roller skating around. He's a lot of fun.
Tanya McCoy and Dee Parks from the Oklahoma Paranormal Association say they've been asked not to remove the ghosts from OU's buildings, so it seems there will always be some spooky Sooners floating around. For KGOU, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.